Veterans Day is Monday, and throughout the region, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, there are a number of activities planned to mark the occasion. The annual Northwest Arkansas Veterans Day Association will host its parade in downtown Fayetteville. The parade has been a staple of the annual holiday weekend for over a decade, and this year begins at 2:30 Sunday afternoon. That's the day before the Veterans Day holiday. Steve Gray, the president of the Northwest Arkansas Veterans Day Association, says staging the parade on the 10th allows veterans to participate in the parade and still attend other events on the actual holiday.
Every year on the 11th, the Fayetteville Medical Center in here has a ceremony at 11 o'clock. And so it's difficult if you want some of those folks that are going to be involved there, like our high schools or junior high schools, or our veterans, to be a part of it. So you're just adding, you know, a lot of different events on that particular day. Sunday with the square, you know, we didn't want to step on folks' businesses, you know, that might be open.
This year's route is primarily around the Fayetteville Square. Over the past years, Steve Gray says the route has been compacted.
Well, our first year, we would come down from the square, turn onto Dixon Street, and then come all the way by the brew pub there on West Street. And that was too long, especially for our veterans marching, even though it was all downhill. So then we started just doing Dixon Street, and we realized, you know, regardless of how well people come in to participate, not to participate, but to be a spectator, when you have a long, single-mile-long route, it doesn't look like you've got a lot of folks there, even though you do. Mm-hmm. So by putting it in the square, we bring everybody into a central location, plus every activity that we have is right there.
Those other activities include a concert, which will be free, at the Town Center on the square beginning at 4. The concert includes performances by the Singing Men of Arkansas and the Ozark Highlander Pipe Band. The parade itself will include veterans, military vehicles, and bands. But Steve Gray, who is also the military and veterans advisor to Senator John Bozeman, says participation in Sunday's parade is not limited to veterans.
You just have to have a vehicle or some sign or banner that is thanking our veterans. We've got the Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts. We're going to line up at 1:30. A full hour before the parade, and then come up through the square, a couple left-hand turns, and then finish in front of the fire station on Center.
This year's Northwest Arkansas Parade will have women who served in the military as grand marshals.
Women have served all the way from the Revolutionary War, even if they weren't allowed to. They figured out a way to do that. Through every single war and conflict that we've had, women have been involved one way or the other, and they're expanding their role every year. So we hopefully have a couple of 93-year-old World War II veterans. Any woman who has served in the military who's hearing this, we really want you to be part of our parade. We'll have a truck if you'd like to ride or if you'd like to walk as well. But we're going to concentrate. We're going to have a 12-minute video to talk about that service over the couple of centuries that we've been a country. But so this year, we're concentrating on our women.
There are other Veterans Day parades and events throughout the region this weekend. The Veterans Day parade at Chaffee Crossing in Fort Smith is Saturday at 1:30. Participants will gather at the Chaffee Crossing Historic District. The Veterans Memorial 5K race will begin at 8 o'clock Saturday morning at the entrance of the National Cemetery in Fayetteville. The course will then extend from that entrance to Wilson Park and back. Proceeds raised by the race will go toward the expansion of the cemetery's grounds. The Eureka Springs Veterans Day Parade is Monday morning at 10. A Veterans Day ceremony will take place at the Paris Middle School in Paris on Monday, Veterans Day, from 11 until 3. And the annual Van Buren Veterans Day Parade is Monday night, beginning at 6:30 on Main Street. Steve Gray, one of the organizers of the Northwest Arkansas Parade, says almost all of the events around the region are organized by volunteers who have full-time jobs. But he says a recent experience for him reinforced the reason that the event should take place.
I guess about a month ago when I was called by some friends of mine down in Van Buren that there was a 100-year-old lady who served in World War II, and they were wanting to get her medals and have a little presentation. And she was in a nursing home, and I said, okay, that's I'd love to do that. That's fine. And we were sort of gathering up the medals, getting everything ready to go. And then I got almost an emergency phone call one Friday morning and said, she's probably not going to make it through the weekend. So I said, okay, we'll be there this afternoon. And when we got there, you know, as soon as I showed up, she was up in her chair. And I said, Seaman Smith, are you ready to re-up? We need you again. And we just had a great time. And I guess coming back from that, it just really reaffirmed that we can never forget these people.
This is Ozarks at Large.
So, Kyle, there's one more event taking place in Rogers?
Well, at the Northwest Arkansas Community College campus. This will be Monday, Veterans Day. Colonel Daniel Shoemaker, who is a retired United States Air Force, will be the guest speaker when NWACC hosts a Veterans Day program beginning at 11. On Monday, a reception will follow. The public is invited. It takes place inside the Becky Penites Student Center on the NWAC campus.
I do want to mention that on Monday's edition of Ozarks at Large, I speak with a veteran, a 92-year-old who was a combat medic. Kind of a little different twist. You know, we hear about all these men and women who are in battle or in combat. And so he was over at D-Day. He was there for D-Day, and he was there for the Battle of the Bulge. But he wasn't armed. He was armed with things like bandages and syringes and things. So,
and that'll be on Monday's Veterans Day edition of Ozark.